Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each Monday we drop a new episode to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We want you to be part of the conversation, so make sure you comment, like, share, and follow. I'm your host, Preach. We got a great conversation for you today. Let's get into it. All right. So today, you've heard me say before, it's going to be quick. Today, I'm setting a record. All right. So you may have noticed just even looking at this episode. Oh, okay. This one's a short one. Well, I just want to give five quick things to really help when this is talking organization, really to help bring unity within your organization. All right. And so as we talk organizations, I always like to say, you know, keep in mind organizational principles, those things, they can really be used great within specific, you know, corporate structures or whatever it may be within ministries, but also know that a lot of organizational principles you can actually transfer right over into other areas of life. So for example, when it comes to relationships, especially when it comes to a family is very similar to an organization. You know, if we actually bring in some of the organizational principles that great leaders use into our family structure, that can actually help a family become more unified and stronger in relationship with each other. So just keep that in mind. There's also, oh, see, that makes me think. There's a book that I say, everyone, this is on my reading list. I have a long reading list. I'm gonna have to share that with you guys sometime. But I have a reading list that I recommend to anyone. And one of them is, Three Questions for a Hectic Family. Right? Or a frantic family. And so I'll look up and I'll make sure I mention that one again. But that one is by Patrick Lencioni, who you're going to hear me reference again later. But that's a great book. And the five things that I want to share with you today, I'm just starting off real quick. These are five things you put in effort, time, and energy to these. This is really going to help your organization to be better unified, talking member to member, talking just flow of activity overall. All right. So number one is peer evaluation. You know, a lot of times there is unspoken tension between members of an organization. And a lot of times we don't know exactly where we stand with one another. And sometimes we may, that tension that's unspoken may be unfounded. It may be unfounded competition or things that are happening that just really need to be shared and spoken of. And so we've mentioned before, you know, when there's conflict, the Bible has great principles on this. Jesus talks about how, you know, you go to a brother and then you bring another. If, you know, he's not willing to listen to you, then bring one or two others in on the conversation. Right. And then you can bring it before a larger group. But when it comes to an organization, you can, again, take those same principles. When it comes to a family, it comes to a friendship, take that same principle. And so when you're talking peer evaluation, one of the reasons I bring that up is because most organizations try to implement some kind of evaluation, you know, annually, right? At least you're doing some type of annual evaluation with your manager or whoever it may be. Include peer evaluations. And this, obviously, you know, when it comes to peer evaluations, you can't weigh, you know, one peer's evaluation as much as you're going to weigh a manager's evaluation. But this gives an opportunity, depending on how you practice this as well, whether it's to one another or it's through through survey and the management and the employee goes over this together, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to really help clear some air, speak positively of one another, and know, get a better idea of where you stand with your peers, right, within the organization. And so this is great for whether or not you're getting that management feedback or it's a bottom up feedback or talking peer side to side. So when I say peer evaluation, I'm talking the whole 360, making sure that it's more than just manager to managee, right? To subordinate. You want to make sure you're getting that feedback from others. And the more that that can happen, healthy and honest and open face to face, the better. But you may need to implement some safeguards in that and help people to start to feel more comfortable in expressing how they feel with one another and practicing feedback through other formats like a survey. So implementing that peer evaluation is number one. Number two, making sure you are sharing calendars and tasks. All right. If you know each other's calendar, you're able to view each other's calendars, you're able to view what each other are working on, tasks that you're getting done. If you're able to share calendars and tasks, that really helps when it comes to being able to work together and coordinate activities with one another. All right. So again, you're going to You may notice these line up with some specific things that we've talked about in the past. For example, that peer evaluation. I mean, that is straight member negotiation, right? That calendar, that task sharing, that's straight activity coordination. All right. These are four flows, things that really make an organization that, again, help to really form unity amongst the group. And so you're talking calendar and task sharing. This is something that can be done through your Microsoft Office platform, something that can be done through Google. Google has everything, right? So you can do that even through your Google Calendar, Google their tasks, their to-dos. You can also bring in project management software, right? You can bring in something like a Basecamp. I'm trying to think things that are low ball that keep pricing down. So, you can use Google for that. You can use your Microsoft. You can use things like Basecamp, Slack, those different types of apps to make sure you guys are communicating and sharing calendars, Cubbly, things that help share calendars and tasks. All right. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated, but just being able to see those with one another, it can be really helpful in coordinating activities and also giving feedback on things, right? You may be able to walk down the hall and say, hey, I saw you have a meeting with this person, and be able to share some insight. So here we go. Next one, you have peer evaluation, you have sharing calendars and tasks. The next one is no talk and filter through your mission, vision, and values. No talk and filter through your mission, vision, and values. This may seem like a no-brainer. This may seem like a duh, right? But you may be surprised how often you can walk into an organization, walk into a group, and not be able to get, 5 out of 10, 7 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10 people to say what the mission, vision, and values of the organization is, right? You may be surprised to know this, but there are so many people who work within organizations, especially within ministries, who think mission, vision, values, yeah, whatever, not important. They're all the same. We're aiming towards this, right? It's all about the Great Commission. and then they kind of discard having this identity within the organization that's built around mission, a common mission, vision, and values. And so you want to make sure that you guys know, talk regularly, and filter through these things. As you guys are in planning and you're talking about potential opportunities and different things like that, as you're putting together an event, you should be filtering what you're doing through mission, vision, values, and talking about how these things line up. All right. It should become just common knowledge, common vocabulary, things that you're dropping all the time in conversation with one another when it comes to work. That should be the norm. It should almost be odd and feel like something is missing if mission, vision, and values are not mentioned when you're talking about work. All right. And so you have peer evaluation, calendar and task sharing, knowing, talking, and filtering your mission, vision, values. And lastly, showing a united front. And so this this kind of gets into, that mission, vision, values, that self-structuring, showing this united front. This is that institutional positioning. This is, okay, how are people outside of the organization seeing our organization, right? What's the image? What are we communicating to them? You need to show a united front. So this means that when you're talking with people outside of your organization, they should get the impression from you, from individuals within your organization, that you guys are on the same page and you guys are united, right? There should be a united front. And this means that you're talking well of one another. You're promoting one another. My wife and I, we were dreaming earlier and we were going around and looking at some trucks. We're nowhere near in a position to be getting a new or used truck right now. But we just, we're dreaming big. And so something that's really interesting is that when you think of places like a car lot, a dealership, right? A lot of times it's like, who's going to get that sale? And you think of competition. When you're thinking about commission-based type of things, sometimes there is this underlying strong competition where you can almost undercut each other and even want to steal from each other, right? Steal customers or whatnot. When it comes to your organization, no matter what it may be, even if you are a dealership, right? You want people looking in to see a united front. You should be promoting one another. You should be talking well of one another. And this also means that you're going to have to know your team. You have to know your team in order to speak well of them. You know, it's not uncommon for someone to ask about a ministry and there to kind of be like, okay, I'm really not sure, blank stare. But we should be able to at least give the basics and start someone on the way into conversation with someone else with a positive attitude and affirmation, you know, help them to be excited, to feel welcome moving into that conversation with that next step. Because maybe you don't know everything going on, right, within the worship program, within the youth program, within the children's program, and within the small groups program. But you should know enough to where you could answer some basic questions and then you can really help them to move forward in conversation and get them in contact with the next person. So we need to know each other and show a united front and be able to highly promote with whole heart and mind, right? Being able to promote one another, showing that united front. Lastly, this is the last, this kind of wraps it all up, taking this home. A great way to really help to make sure you're practicing all of these things is the fifth thing, which is something that we all do, but most people don't do well, and that is having meetings. you need to have meetings and good quality meetings. And I am a advocate and a proponent of you probably need to have more meetings than you think you do, right? And the one of the reasons why we may cringe at that is because our meetings aren't good. But if we're having good meetings and quality meetings, meetings that aren't going longer than they need to go, meetings that are really jam-packed with getting things done and clarification and not, you know, raising more questions than answers and those types of things, we will not, you know, cringe at the idea of implementing more meetings because we'll realize, hey, this is where we get a lot of things done, right? And so good quality meetings, and I'm talking short check-ins, even on a daily basis, right? Doing a good, quick, short check-in. So you're having your daily meetings, having your weekly meetings, having monthly, quarterly, annually, having these meetings planned out to where you know what you're hitting on in these different areas, how you keep the time frames in a manageable place and making sure that you're having good quality meetings that keep you on the same page and help the whole organization to move forward together. And in those meetings, when you're doing those things regularly, that's going to really help with things like those peer evaluations, calendar and task sharing, knowing, talking, and filtering through your mission, vision, and values, and showing a united front. All right. So those are your five things. All right. That peer evaluation, calendar, task sharing, knowing, talking, and filtering through your mission, vision, and values, and not just one person in the organization or just the main leaders, but everyone in the organization, right? And then knowing or showing that united front, and then having good quality meetings. Those good quality meetings, want to give you a resource for that. One of my favorite authors, mentioned him earlier, Patrick Lencioni. He has this great book called Death by Meeting. Death by Meeting. In there, you can find some great principles and things to take away when it comes to having a good quality meeting. All right, guys, definitely implement these things. If you have questions, thoughts, concerns, be part of the conversation. Hit me up. Like we talked about, don't slide into my DMs, but feel free to message me however you need to message me. And look forward to hearing from you guys. Look forward to talking to you next time on the In Hope Podcast. Thank you for joining us for the In Hope Podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Remember, we want you to be part of the conversation. So comment, like, share, and follow. Also, we want you to consider being a ministry partner with us. For as little as $2 a month, you can help continue this podcast and other ministries that teach about unity and invest in collaborative efforts. Connect with us via social media throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Monday on the In Hope Podcast.